Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.
I think you should do it.
I think we should all do it.
How can five people operate one gun?
None of us have any real experience, okay? Now, we've only got 29 bullets.
Call them shells.
We've only got 29 shells. We really need to work together on this. I need someone to help me reload, everyone else to look out. I will fire. As Bertrand Russell once said, the only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. I think we can all appreciate the relevance of that now.
What's that on the back of a beer mat?
Yeah, it was Guinness Extra Cold.
I won't say anything.
Thanks.
That's a clip from Shaun of the Dead, the very first rom-zom-com. That's short for romantic zombie comedy. The film starred Simon Pegg and was directed by Edgar Wright. Simon and Edgar co-wrote the hilarious and at times horrific screenplay. I think it's safe to say that Shaun of the Dead is the greatest horror comedy since Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. You may disagree, in which case we'll settle this outside after the show. I am not joking. Clark Collis is a senior writer at Entertainment Weekly magazine. He's also the author of You've Got Red on You, How Shaun of the Dead Was Brought to Life. Clark tells us how Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright joined forces to create the film.
They sort of knew each other a little bit in London, and then worked together on this TV show called Asylum, which is a very, very, very low-budget sitcom, essentially. And so Edgar directed the show, and Simon was the star. And in the course of making the show, they started talking about the things that interested them, and they realized they were both fascinated with George Romero's zombie movies. And then, later on, Edgar directed this show called Spaced, which is a sitcom, essentially, I guess you would say, about slackers sharing an apartment in London. And Simon Pegg was the star of that. And one of the episodes featured that he stayed up all night playing a zombie video game and then began hallucinating that his apartment was filled with zombies and started shooting them.
You want a piece of me? Come get some.
Hiya.
Don't sneak up on me like that.
Want a cup of tea?
Yes.
And they both enjoyed shooting this scene very much. And then in the taxi ride away from the studio, Edgar said, you know, we should make a zombie movie. So they made a zombie movie, although it did take them a long time to get that off the ground.
Yeah. Even though Shaun of the Dead was going to be a horror comedy, Edgar Wright thought that it should have a far more realistic tone. Why?
It's interesting because people, I think this aggrieves Simon and Edgar. Simon and Edgar wrote the script together. People refer to Shaun of the Dead as a spoof of zombie films, and they're very adamant that it's not a spoof of zombie films. What it's a spoof of is the kind of Richard Curtis written London set romantic comedies like Four Weddings and a Funeral and Notting Hill. It's a spoof of those films. What they did was not spoof the zombie genre, but they made a zombie film. And then the comedy in the film comes from obviously the clash of this sort of serious horror aspect with it taking place amongst slackers in London, really. But they took the zombie element of it very, very seriously. And they were huge zombie fans. The production spent a lot of time and money getting the effects right. I think there are moments in that film that is truly awful and terrifying. And then, you know, people get disemboweled and shot and all sorts. They wanted to make a zombie film, but also I think they thought that it would be funny if they took the zombie aspect of it very seriously and clashed that with the romantic comedy genre.
Yeah, hence the description of Shaun of the Dead as a romantic zombie comedy or a rom-zom-com.
Yeah, they pitched it. I mean, it did take them a long time to get the money for the film. They pitched it in numerous ways, one of which was Richard Curtis shot in the head.
One of the most surprising things I learned from reading your book was that Edgar and Simon shot the movie as if it were taking place inside George Romero's zombie universe. And could you kind of flesh that out, pun pretty much unavoidable for us?
Yeah, for those who aren't so knowledgeable about the zombie genre, director George Romero and his collaborators in Pittsburgh essentially invented the entire genre in the late 60s with their film Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, this room looks pretty secure. If we have to, we can run in here and board up the doors. Won't be long before those things will be back pounding their way in here. They're afraid now. They're afraid of fire. I found that out.
And George Romero also established over time a set of rules to do with zombies. You know, if you get bitten by a zombie, you become a zombie, and so on and so forth. And so what's interesting is in a sense, you've got a strict framework, a strict set of rules, but the nature of the franchise also, you know, allows other people to kind of play in that area because there's no particular sense of time or place to it, really. And so, yeah, they decided to, they would essentially make a George Romero movie, albeit of a, you know, of a more comedic fashion than Romero, although Romero's got quite a thick sense of humor as well.
Mm-hmm. What did Romero think of the film?
I mean, I interviewed George Romero a few times before his passing, and he was a famously lovely man, and that was certainly my experience. And he loved Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. And then, amazingly, George Romero made a fourth zombie movie, Land of the Dead. I mean, it's not amazing that he made it, but he called up Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright and said, do you want to make cameos as zombies in the film? And so Edgar and Simon flew to Canada to appear as zombies and then were sort of heavily featured on the posters that came out. And I'm not sure Universal, the film company that produced Land of the Dead, even realized that they had, like, you know, the director and star of Shaun of the Dead on their posters because they were, I mean, heavily in makeup apart from anything else. That was a lovely coda for Edgar and Simon.
Romero was famous for including sociopolitical satire in his film, and Edgar and Simon came up with this genius bit of sociopolitical satire a la Romero for the premise of their film. What can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. So the idea that I mean, there are lots of ideas in Shaun of the Dead. It's a fascinating film, but the idea is that if you live in a modern city, that essentially, the experience of living in a modern city is very similar to the experience of what it would be like in a zombie apocalypse anyway, that people just sort of shuffle around, don't pay much attention to each other. It can be quite isolating. Everyone's sort of doing the same thing. Shaun of the Dead opens with scenes of, you know, cashiers working at a supermarket and sort of teenagers shuffling down the street, and everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And, you know, you could half think there were zombies. And then in you know, the two of the most famous scenes in Shaun of the Dead are this pair of long shots. And in the first one, it's before the zombie apocalypse properly happens. And Simon Pegg's character walks down to his local shop, like his deli, I guess, in North London, and walks back. And then later in the film, there is a second shot, which is almost identical. I mean, what Simon does is almost identical. But this time around, it is obvious to the audience that there are zombies everywhere. But it is not obvious to Simon Pegg's quite hungover character, Sean, which is just, you know, I mean, it's absolutely hilarious. And then this time around, you know, it is clear that something awful has happened. And there's, I mean, in the shop, there's this bloody handprint on one of the refrigerators, and Simon Pegg slips on something, and you can't see what it is. It's off screen, but you're clearly supposed to think it's blood. And then he comes back to his house, and then eventually he and his flatmate, his roommate, played by Nick Frost, realize that something is awry when one of the cashiers from the start of the film sort of turns up in their back garden and. Eventually they realize she's a zombie.
Oh my God. She's so drunk.
How much have you had, love?
Oh, thinks she likes you.
Shut up. Thinks she wants a cuddle.
Listen, I'm serious, I'm just come out of a relationship.
Do something!
Wait there.
2 seconds. Jeez, look, I'm really flat and everything, really, but I just... And hold it there. Ed, just get her off me! Jeez! What's up with her eye? What's up with her eye?
Now, seriously, Mary, I'm warning you, OK? I'm going to have to get physical. I mean it. This is it. I'm going to... Go!
Edgar Wright is very innovative in the way that he uses in-camera transitions to really amp up the visual storytelling. And Simon Pegg has said that Wright uses a magical realism style. What part did Edgar's unique style play in the success of Shaun of the Dead?
There are so many elements to this film that I think contributed to the success of it. And whenever people sort of ask me why I think it's successful, I always think it's an answer that, you know, I could give one or two or three sort of answers and that'll be it. But then I'm still talking 3 hours later and I'm on sort of like reason number 127.
Yeah,
the transitions are fantastic. And again, there's something that, and the visual style is amazing, and it's something that obviously he would refine, I guess, and demonstrate again and again through his filmography. I guess it is a transition, but there is a sequence in the film called The Plan. And it is this moment when Sean and Ed, Nick Frost's character, finally realize that the zombie apocalypse is happening, and they're talking about what to do.
So, what's the plan?
Right. We take Pete's car, we drive over to Mum's, we go in, we take care of Philip.
I'm so sorry, Philip.
Then we grab Mum, we go over to Liz's place, pole up, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Why have we got to go to Liz's?
Because we do.
She dumped you.
I have to know if she's all right.
Why?
Because I love her.
And it's always accompanied visually by footage of them actually doing this. It's something of a magical realist sequence. Things like that are absolutely crucial to the visual look of the film and the style of the film and the comedy of the film. And yes, I'm sure is a big part why the film was a success. You know, even more so why, you know, why it continues to be beloved over the years. But just as a footnote to this, that sequence, The Plan, has become, I guess, probably the most memeable part of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they wanted to cut, that financiers wanted to cut, have become, you can't imagine Shaun of the Dead without it now.
No, exactly. Why do you think Shaun of the Dead has become such a beloved film?
Well, as I said, there is like a 7-hour answer to that, which I think ultimately involves me getting out a whiteboard and starting to write on it.
Shades of the Plan.
No, very much so. I mean, look, there are so many things, but one of the answers is its rewatchability. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It is packed with so many things. And obviously, I mean, it has a lot of references to horror. I mean, no one's called like Inspector Cronenberg or anything, but there are references to horror movies. But it's just more the jokes that are in the film that sort of come back over and over again. And I mean, I remember enjoying Shaun of the Dead a lot when I first saw it, but it's certainly a film that I enjoyed more and more and more over time and continue to love, just because you could watch it and be like, I've seen this film 117 times and I did not notice that little joke. Or maybe that there are so many jokes that I, you know, did notice it on the seventh time of viewing and then, you know, had forgotten it in the ensuing years. I think it's aged well. I think there are, you know, a lot of comedies from that period that have not aged well, and I actually think this gets more and more impressive with each passing year.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg have talked about making a sequel to Shaun of the Dead. Do you ever think they will?
Well, that's not entirely true. They talked a lot about it immediately before the film came out, and then immediately after the film came out.
Okay.
No. It's. I mean, certainly over the years, people have wanted them to do it, and still continue to want them to do it. They had a few ideas, but one of which I would have loved to have seen, would have been to start the film in an identical fashion, essentially, with, you know, as if the previous film had not existed. So you've got Simon and Nick's characters living together. But this time it wouldn't be zombies, it would be something else. Possibly, I think vampires were thought of for a second. And then Edgar came up with the idea of possibly body snatchers, you know, a la Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That would be the sort of the monster they'd have to deal with this time around. Also, I mentioned that Edgar and Simon did cameos on George Romero's Land of the Dead, and Edgar talks about who George Romero spent almost his entire career making zombie movies, making horror movies rather, and then towards the end of his career was really only making zombie movies because those were the only films for which he could get finance. And George asked Edgar and Simon what they were going to do next, and they said they had this idea for a cop comedy which became Hot Fuzz. And George Romero said, oh, so you're escaping, meaning, you know, you're escaping the horror genre, you know, which is something that, I mean, I know George Romero wished he could have done more. And I think this reconfirmed with Edgar and Simon that they were making the right move to move on from horror. And in fact, I mean, it's now, what is it, 17 years since the release of Shaun of the Dead. And it's only now, interestingly, that Edgar Wright is coming back with another horror movie, Last Night in Soho, which I haven't had the pleasure of seeing yet, but I understand is a horror movie of a very different stripe from Shaun of the Dead.
Clark Collis, thank you very much for the great conversation. It was a slice of fried gold.
Thank you so much for having me.
Clark Collis is the author of You've Got Red on You, How Shaun of the Dead Was Brought to Life. Find out more at wpr.org/beta. Well, that does it for this edition of Beta. Thanks to our guests, Cassandra Peterson, also known as Elvira, Kayla Janice, and Clark Collis. If you're not too scared to listen to it again, feel free to do so whenever you'd like to. We pride ourselves on our re-listenability. Beta is available to follow on Spotify or wherever you catch your favorite pods. Just search for WPR and Beta. And you can keep up with us during the week online at wpr.org/beta or on Twitter at WPRBeta.
Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking.
Beta is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Red Meat Productions.
Fantastic.
Our music and technical director is Steve Gotcher.
All right. I admit, he can be pretty funny on occasion.
Our executive producer is Adam Friedrich.
Somebody has to take control of the situation.
And thanks to you, our alphas. More Beta comes your way next week. Until then, I'm Doug Gordon.
Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness.